The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Just Veggies podcast. I am Ellen Wells, and I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today's topic will be square foot gardening. Not just gardening, but the square foot gardening planner. So with spring right on the horizon, it's a new season to test and experiment and grow different stuff in the garden using new techniques and so forth. For gardeners who really love order and efficiency, it might be time to try out the square foot gardening technique. More on that in a minute. And for those of you who already know about the wonders of square foot gardening, there's some exciting news this season. There is the official planner from the Square Foot Gardening Foundation that they just released, I think, this past fall. It is designed specifically for the rhythms and techniques used in this intensive growing method. So the Square Foot Gardening Planner, a 3-year journal for recording the planning, planting, and care of your square foot garden. That's a very long title. It is a 224-page FlexiBind companion book created to help gardeners document and refine their gardens over not just one season, but 3 full seasons. That is great, right? It really takes about 3 growing seasons to get a technique down in the garden. So right off the bat, this planner will be there for you and with you for the foreseeable future. Okay, back to the square foot gardening. The basics. What is it? Well, planting a square foot garden isn't quite the same as mapping out a traditional row type garden. Square foot gardening is based on dividing a raised bed into 1-foot by 1-foot grids. That's a square. A square is of 1 foot. And planting each square with a specific number of plants depending on the crop you're growing. So you're using intensive spacing, you're using succession planting, and that lush soil that you're creating is maximizing yields in a very small space. So with all of the specific techniques involved in square foot gardening, the method really demands you to be organized and to be rigorous with record keeping. That's why they came up with a planner. This planner is designed to help you do that, simple and consistent. Right? And gardening is all the more successful when you practice it with consistency. When was the last time you left your garden for a week, right? And the weeds took over. That's why consistency is key. So what's in the book? A better question might be, what's not in the book? It has plenty of blank grid templates for mapping your squares, which is awesome. And then it also has log pages. And those log pages are for seed starting, indoor and outdoor seed starting, just to keep track of when you do that, when you transplant, logs for when you prune and clip and so forth, logs for when you stake and how you stake, and succession planting. The planner also helps you keep track of what you have with inventory charts for seeds and supplies, pages for pest and disease tracking. Oh, that's so important. Maybe even a page for tracking your groundhog. And also dedicated sections for recording harvest dates, yields, and your reviews of the varieties you grow. You might not remember from year to year, oh, did I like that variety? Did it work well for me? Now you can put it all in one book. You will never have to question when you last applied compost or whatever it is. Record your end-of-season garden reflections. And there's even daily, weekly, and monthly journal entries. Seriously, this planner has space for everything. And I think one of the best things about it is it allows you to track your progress year to year. Each year is coded with a different color, so it's easy to look back and compare. You'll find that over time, the planner becomes more than just a garden journal. It's more than just a garden notebook. It's your personalized growing archive that will help you spot patterns, improve timing, and make better crop choices. So whether you are new to square foot gardening or just starting out with practice or a veteran of it, I bet your gardening adventure this year will be your constant companion. helping you grow with greater confidence throughout the season and each subsequent year. Okay, folks, it's spring. Get out there and have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.